You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. You might recall that President Trump has blasted the Ford Motor Company for building cars in Mexico. Ford was not the only company targeted during the campaign or since then, but as a recent Bloomberg analysis piece explains, Ford Chairman Bill Ford tried to start a dialogue with President Trump. Keith Naughton wrote that piece, and he joins us now. So remind us of that first criticism of Ford by Donald Trump.
Boy, it goes back, you know, a year and a half, really, Lester. The very first time Trump came to Michigan, I covered it, and he just ripped into Ford for building cars in Mexico. This was way back in the summer of 2015. And the crowd lapped it up, you know, was sort of taking on the man. So he had been after Ford for its Mexico production. It was the first answer in his first debate with Hillary Clinton. So Ford had really been a whipping boy for him.
So then later, Bill Ford met with Donald Trump at Trump Tower to set the record straight regarding Ford's history of building cars in Mexico. It's certainly not the only automaker building cars in Mexico and shipping them into the United States. Also wanted to clear up its investment in American auto plants. How did that meeting go?
It went well from all reports. You know, Bill Ford laid out Ford's substantial investments in the United States. He pointed out that Ford had actually been building cars in Mexico for over 90 years, for almost as long as the company has been in existence. And, you know, Trump was cordial and he was inquisitive. Bill Ford left that meeting thinking that they'd patch things up. So the next thing that happened was Mark Fields then at an investor meeting. The CEO announced that Ford would be shifting all its small car production from the United States to Mexico. And that really opened a new line of attack for Donald Trump. The next day, he spoke to the New York Economic Club and said Ford was a disgrace.
So Bill Ford then called President-elect Trump about the change of plans, canceling plans to move production of a Lincoln SUV from a plant in Kentucky to Mexico. Trump was quick on the Twitter finger, as he often seems to be. What happened there?
Yeah, so, you know, it was sort of an olive branch, Lester. Bill Ford, who had already called to congratulate Trump on his surprise election, then called, you know, a few days later and said, hey, we've decided not to move production of this Lincoln SUV down to Mexico. We're going to keep building it in Kentucky. Trump got very excited, tweeted that out immediately, inflated it to saving an entire factory in Kentucky when, in fact, Ford actually builds the Escape there, which really outsells the Lincoln MKC by quite a bit. So they weren't planning to close that factory. But, you know, he talked about his friend Bill Ford in those tweets, and the relationship really sort of grew from there.
And also was a bit of a surprise to the auto plant in Lexington, right?
It was. I spoke with the union leader down there, and he learned about them keeping the Lincoln production from reading Donald Trump's tweet. So they were quite surprised. I guess it was a pleasant surprise, but they wouldn't have minded a little bit of a heads up.
Your article indicates Bill Ford has tried to keep up a dialogue with now President Trump. That seems to have developed into some quick consultations with the president. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Trump calls him frequently. Bill Ford says he also can reach the president as well. But when he gets a call from Trump, he says he always knows it's the president calling because the call's either blocked or in the transition phase, it would show up as coming from Trump Tower. Trump, you know, would keep these calls very brief. He would just sort of bark out a position that he has and ask for Bill Ford's, you know, take and opinion. Bill Ford would offer it, and then Trump would quickly ring off. Bill Ford said it was almost like we were speaking in sound bites.
Yeah, well, our 140 characters, maybe. recently, the Ford company made a statement about President Trump's executive order stopping immigration from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. What was the company's position?
Yeah, so that was very tricky for Ford. You know, they're based in Dearborn, Michigan, which is considered America's Muslim capital. More than a third of residents there are of Arab descent. And many of Ford's workers, obviously, are from its hometown. So they felt very strongly, Bill Ford did and Mark Fields, that they needed to come out against this. So they, after Donald Trump signed that executive order late on a Friday, they spent the weekend kind of trading phone calls and emails, and then on Monday morning came out with a really unequivocal statement against the policy and, you know, said that it ran counter to the company's values.
At the same time, the statement was careful to avoid directly criticizing President Trump or the White House. What's that say about this relationship between Ford and Trump?
Well, that it's a very delicate dance. And you're right, Lester, they didn't criticize the president by name or directly. They just opposed the policy. And they are trying to keep this important line of communication open. Mark Fields was the only American CEO to have two visits to the White House in Donald Trump's first week on the job. So Ford is a company that is certainly on Trump's radar, but now in a positive way, and they're trying to stay there, and it's not easy.
Keith Naughton writes about the auto industry for Bloomberg. The article we've been discussing is titled Bill Ford's Struggle to Stay Friends with Donald Trump. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Lester.